Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career. Today, I've got Lebo Mokgethi with me. Lebo, welcome and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Belinda.
Lebo, please tell me about your career path. Where did it all start? Where are you currently at?
So it started for me when I was 13. I actually went to school in Bloemfontein. So we visited a friend's farm and I just fell in love with the lifestyle of farming. So from then on, I knew that I wanted to be in agriculture. I didn't really understand how vast the field of agriculture is. So when I got to university, I was registered for a degree in animal science, and like we did a tour with the department, and one of the tours was at the dairy farm, and I saw cows being milked, and I was like, no, thank you. So I decided to do horticulture, which is where I really found a lot of joy. I did my undergrad in horticultural science and plant pathology. Towards the end of my degree, I really enjoyed the post-harvest aspect, post-harvest management. So I then decided to continue with my studies and do a postgraduate degree, a master's degree in post-harvest management, and specifically focused on pomegranates.
Okay.
While doing my master's, I did an internship at Berryworld, and there I was exposed to the pre- and post-harvest aspects of blueberry production in South Africa. I then went on to do another year at the company where I was doing estimates, where I was an estimate assistant and did some research assisting as well there. And then I decided after my studies to take a break and to follow some passion projects. After that, I worked at a consulting company where we focused mostly on natural ingredients, the natural ingredient sector, and getting that industry started up. I really was not very useful, but I learned a lot in that business. And then I went back again to Berryworld and was a quality control inspector working at the depots, checking that fruit was, okay to go to customers for both for export and local consumption. And now I've just left the Cape with my husband. We moved up to Pretoria and I'm looking forward to a new adventure this side.
Oh, wow. Listen, this is quite a pathway. If you would have to estimate now, how many years are we talking about since the beginning of this career pathway of yours?
I mean, I graduated 2016, so I matriculated in 2012, went to varsity 2013, graduated from my undergrad in 2016, and then did my master's for longer than most people. And then while I was working, and I started working from 2019 up until now. So it's only been a short while, but yes, it's been quite jam-packed.
And what I can sort of like sense then is that there was quite a lot of experience that basically led you to, you know, your passion or what it is that you wanted then to do.
Yeah, I think I experienced quite a lot from just the time that we would go visit farms. And I saw a lot because you have practicals within your degree. So I saw a lot in that time. And then also having worked while doing my master's meant that I was experiencing the industry while working towards my degree. So I was quite immersed in a lot of the things. And I was lucky enough to be in a company that was willing to let interns, you know, sit in on big CEO meetings. So they were willing to expose you to, you know, those important conversations with clients, with growers. So it was an experience in itself.
Yeah, and making use of all those opportunities that comes your way, right? Where are you currently at? I mean, you have now started with animals. It went into horticulture. It went into the post-production. Where is it that you are now within Pretoria then?
So I'm starting a new role. I'm not really sure what it's going to be about, but it's focused on biosecurity. So when we're talking about biosecurity, we are talking about things like controlling the export and imports within the country, mostly focused on policy development. So making sure that no one brings in like a creepy insect that's going to kill all our mealies. To simplify it. So that's what I'm going to be working on. I'm not really sure what it's a new department within the university, so I'm excited for that.
Oh, wonderful. So that's going to be something to follow and see what you are doing, where you are going. So that's amazing. Have you ever doubted your decision to do what you do, to study what you have done?
No, not at all. I would do it all over again. I've learned so much and I've been exposed to so many different people and organizations. So I would definitely do it all over again.
And what is something that you dislike about the work that you do or the industry that you are in?
I think in terms of the commercial industry, the worst part about being a technical person is that the industry is really focused on the numbers, on marketing, on logistics, and it's not focused on the technical work. Mm. So I miss the hard science when you are in the industry and you did study for as long as I did, you miss the hard science.
Yeah. And what do you think also is your biggest challenge then in this industry or even in your own career?
I think the biggest challenge that I'm facing in my career is what most people are facing in theirs, and that the fourth industrial revolution, is upon us. And we're having to embrace technology in a way that we've never had to before. So every job is requiring you to have some experience with data or some experience with Power BI or, some form of software development.
Yeah.
And it's pretty daunting to have to learn that new skill.
Absolutely. And how do you keep up with the times? I mean, is some of the companies really investing back into you to reskill yourself, or do you have certain platforms that you can advise people to go to do that?
I think the company, especially BearerWorld, really invests in getting you upskilled if you've seen a course or a program that you want to enroll in and you can justify how it's going to help improve your work, they will definitely invest in that. So that was the main source. So I did some Excel training with them, and we had started on Power BI as well. But I think YouTube is always a great resource, and there's a lot of LinkedIn courses that are helpful in equipping yourself and upskilling yourself.
And then if you could change anything in the career, I mean, would you have done something differently?
I actually don't think so. I think maybe I would have added in, I still have the chance to, but add in a business element to my studies. I think I would have done that, but I still have the chance to. So I don't think there's anything that I would have changed so far. I think there's only, bigger and better to look forward to in the future.
Yeah. And what advice then would you give to somebody that's interested in the agriculture industry?
I think the advice I would give is actually identify what your interest is and don't necessarily go with what is going to make the most money, for example. Uh-huh. I think a lot of the jobs right now in industry are mostly genetics-based and breeding. So that is a popular role. But I found that I'm not the type to enjoy breeding and genetics. So I think find what you like and see how you can make it work for yourself within the industry. For example, someone is a marketing or is a people's person, you can definitely go into fruit and vegetable marketing and, work at the markets or work in a marketing company. So you can find your niche within this agricultural field. It's quite big it's big enough for everyone.
And are you seeing something interesting, arising? I know, for instance, recently food security is, growing and become a hot topic basically in the industry. Is there something else that you can pick up in the industry that is interesting to you?
I think, I'm not sure. I think I have a hunch for what I think is going to be. I think what as I said, genetics. So a lot of what South Africa was doing, especially within the fruit production side, I'm not well-versed in, for example, the wheat and the grains. Yeah. But what South Africa was doing was importing, samples or cultivars and varieties from overseas and sort of developing them into South Africa. So yeah. I think what's going to happen now is a lot of companies within the country are going to try and sort of develop their own varieties and cultivars from within South Africa and not necessarily bringing in tissue culture from elsewhere.
Yeah.
So that's why breeding and genetics is so big, because people want to have their own sort of genetics within the country. So I think that's where things may be going. I'm not sure.
So Lebo, in your career, have you ever heard somebody tell you that, you know, this is not a place for females?
Huh.
I have to ask, because I think that's what I see.
I don't think they would explicitly say it.
Yeah.
But the feeling would be there.
Yes.
We've been on practicals, and as a black female, we were two in the class in Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
So at practicals, the farmers will shake the hands of the manna.
Yes.
And you would feel it, but I mean, who cares? We don't have time for that. There's a space for us at this table. There's a seat at the table, and we're gonna, take up that space.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that anyone has explicitly said it, but you felt it.
Yeah.
Okay. And definitely we're taking up our own spaces.
Yeah. And so do you see that females are starting to take up their space in agriculture?
I think they've always been in agriculture, but the facade is that they, like, the men come forward, as always within any industry. Obviously, male confidence is a thing, and they will obviously, look like they're in the forefront. But I know I've heard of so many stories, and I've seen so many women who are actually behind plant nurseries, who are running that, the show. And my lecturers were all female.
Wow.
In our hort department, there was one male, and I mean, they were the phenomenon in the 80s and 70s.
Mm.
So I think they've always been behind. It's just that they're not doing necessarily the physical work, like the actual farming, but in terms of science, in terms of sort of management of running operations, they've always been in the background.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, I'm happy to know that there's at least females like you, owning your space. So that's great. Lebo, if you have to tell me about two or three skills that you use often, what would that be?
I would say communication, number one. It's super important, especially in an industry where you're working with a client and customer. So you're working with the grower who's your client and the customer who's, for example, Woolworths. You need to ensure your communication is, it's not offensive. It's not, you're not blaming anyone for any, quality issues, whatever. I think the other thing is, the other skill is Excel. We use it quite often. I think this might be weird, but time management.
Yeah.
I think within every profession, nobody wants somebody who's not going to meet deadlines. Nobody wants somebody who's going to be late for meetings. So definitely time management. So communication, Excel, and time management.
Okay, Lebo, we are now at our fire questions. Are you ready?
Yes. Fire away.
I cannot live without.
My mom, she is my best friend. Just don't tell my husband.
My secret weapon is...
I think I'm very perceptive.
I always have.
A funny story to share.
I will never.
Compromise on my core values and beliefs.
I hope.
To make an impact on people's lives.
Oh, great stuff. Lebo, on that note, I mean, you have just said that you want to make impact in people's lives, and I can hear, you know, your journey is quite interesting, and I'm looking forward to also watch you grow in this industry and let the females get on that side of the table. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us virtually all the way from Pretoria, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Belinda.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.